Have you ever fallen down, wondering if you'd ever be able to get back up, dreading each and every moment as you are falling towards the cold, hard ground? Hi, my name's Olivia, and I'm going to tell you about the time I fell down in my driveway multiple times. It was a beautiful, sunny afternoon during the summer of 2008. My family and I were gathered at the local pool in the town of Weirton, due to the massive heat wave that hit over that weekend. We swam and played all day until the pool was getting ready to close at dusk. We were packing up the towels and toys we had brought that day and began getting ready to head home. I was so exhausted from the long day in the heat that I could barely keep my eyes open on the car ride home. I slowly dozed off and was awoken by my father telling me that we had arrived. I unbuckled my seatbelt and made my way out of the car. As I began walking down the small hill of my driveway, the tip of my shiny pink flip-flop from Justice became caught on the cracked cement. I fell forward in what could only be described as slow motion. After what seemed like forever, I finally hit the concrete, creating a massive wound on my right knee. As most six-year-olds would, I laid there and sobbed for a very, very long time. My mom reassured me that I would be okay. And as a nurse, she was in fact correct. Having family members in the medical field meant you would only be taken to the hospital if you were actually dying. And in this moment, I thought it was the end. My mom cleaned up the wound, applied medicine and a Band-Aid, then sent me off to bed. The next morning, the wound felt a lot better. I felt so happy that the extreme amount of pain was gone. Since I decided that I was no longer dying, I ran some errands with my mom. We went to the grocery store, got gas, and even went to visit my grandparents. After our busy day out on the town, we finally arrived home. I unbuckled my seatbelt and made my way out of the car. As I was walking down my driveway towards my sweet humble abode, one could only imagine what happened next. My little pink flip-flop got caught on the cracked and creviced driveway again. As I made my way to the ground once more, I screamed out in agony. I had felt so confident that this would not happen again. And yet, here I am, falling face first into my driveway. I hit the ground and sobbed louder than ever. I had ripped open the same exact spot on my knee that I had broke open the day before. As I am laying there, tears are streaming down my face. I cry out, "Why me?" My mom, giggling because she knew I was seriously overreacting, and honestly, looking back on it, I can see why, picked me up and repeated the same routine that she had done the day before. As the week went on, I can assure you, that was not my last time tripping and falling and ripping open the same wound in my driveway. As you can see, I did not have much coordination as a child, and most would agree that I still don't. To this day, I proudly wear my battle scar from falling in my driveway on my right knee. And to this day, you will most likely not find me in flip-flops.